Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 5, Text Number 23, 24. Purport. We are reading. We have completed Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Padachavanam. And now we are moving on. Fifth limb of devotional service. And I was telling that these are progressive stages of spiritual life. If you come to the stage of archanam, that your consciousness is quite a bit cleansed. People cannot do archana by themselves. They have to take permission. People should not bring deities to home because they like it. That's all right, but when you are bringing a deity home, that means you want to take care of him nicely. It is not some doll. It is not some toy. What is toy? Bama. Doll? Same thing. Dolls and toys. So, it is not some statue. It's not some doll. Not some toy, but it is Vrajendranandan Krishna himself. You have to, like, if you are in the presence of a very big man, suppose you are in the presence of the collector. Who is collector? He is not your uncle. Who is collector? Mutyal Raju. District collector you are supposed to. You are not supposed to know. When you are students, you have to know who is the DUO, District Education Officer. You don't have to know. Who are Ramalingam? See, I am a Swami, but I know who is the student. Take some photographs. Yes. Take some. What the? What are this? Very great. It's like American. So, Mr. Krishna Jagannath is good in charge. He keeps bringing something or the other, always. He brings very nice service, he brings lotuses. Packet in there. Tell him you are bringing. So, what are we discussing? A collector. Anyway, after becoming a devotee, do you want to become a collector? Donkey work. This life is nice. Prasadam, singing, dancing, being in the company of Krishna Jagannath. What more you want? Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha. No misery. No injustice. Everybody is giving you love or not? Everybody likes you. Everybody hates you. Lakshmi likes you. She doesn't like you. Lakshmi doesn't like you. Everybody likes you. At least I like you. Thank you. Children are loved by everybody, you know. Children are, they are very simple people. Children are not cruel people. Children are not criminal people. Children are not chala ichchara. Yamai kuda yani. ప్రసాదానికి పిలవకరా, ఎక్కువ తింటున్నా అమ్మాడు. So, you mentioned why we are talking about collector. Why did we talk about collector? Of collector, you have to behave properly or not. You just take out the buttons like this. The police will come. There is an etiquette. Then you go before the collector, MLA, judge. You have to behave properly. You cannot behave like a rowdy. What is rowdy? Rowdy shooter. In the city there will be a list of rowdies. That is a rowdy shooter. People who regularly do gundagiri. They listen to their DSP. It is called rowdy shooter. That means they are professional mischief mongers. And the point is, when you go before the deity, he is a very big person. He is the person who makes collectors, who makes kings. That's what Krishna is called, king of the kings. Krishna is called king maker. People are proud of being king. Krishna makes kings. And then Krishna will remove also. So we have to be very careful in the presence of the deity. In the presence of the deity, we should not argue. We should not sit improperly. We should not fight. We should not lie. We should not praise ourselves. Offensive. Krishna is worthy of all praise. All our abilities are borrowed intelligence. Borrowed. We don't have any original intelligence. Everything borrowed. So when I am speaking, I read here and there, all I read scriptures, so we are repeating. Everybody borrows their knowledge from Krishna. कृष्ण से श्रीमद्भगवद्गीता सर्वस्य चाहम् विधिसन्निविष्टो मत्तर्श्रुतिर् ज्ञानम् उपवहनम् च. कृष्ण इज मेकिंग इट वेरी क्लियर, आई एम द गिवर ऑफ इंटेलिजेंस, आई एम द गिवर ऑफ फॉरगेटफुलनेस, and the year of remembrance, you know. So if you want good memory, if you want bright ideas, not you struggle, you strive, you make efforts, that's good. But it's better, it's easier when you nicely worship Krishna and then with his blessings, you become somebody in life. Is that right? If you become somebody by yourself, you will have lot of pride. But when you worship Krishna and you become somebody, then immediately you admit that this is all blessings of Lord Krishna. There were two people, one very rich man and very poor man. This rich man, he got two bags of wheat and a donkey. And a donkey. What is a donkey? You're an anana, you know? Did somebody call you like that? No. So, there's two bags of wheat, and one rich man, and a poor man, and a donkey. The rich man, he has to carry this wheat. Wheat, you know? What? So, he has to take the wheat on the donkey. So you got an idea. Okay, I have to carry two bags to balance it. And he went to sandbags and he had put some stick and both sides, two sides, weight bag and two sides sandbag. So the donkey is balancing. The poor man is watching the thing. He said, "Sir, why you need sandbags? You can just have one wheat bag this side, one wheat bag that side." He said, because this rich man is very proud. If I follow your advice, I will also become a poor man. Get lost. You know? This poor man, because he's so proud. If I follow your advice, I will also become a poor man. So that is egoistic. So, when you don't understand the link between Krishna and your wealth, there is all the chance that you will become proud. You know? So, everything is coming from Krishna. And because even if you don't pray Krishna, Krishna will give you. And you think this is your doing. I am the doer. By becoming a doer, there is a lot of risk. If things happen, you become very proud. Things don't happen, you become depressed, you become very hopeless. But when you know that things are happening by Krishna's arrangement, then you think, I have to serve Krishna, and I have to try my best, and now it's up to Krishna. So it's a great principle in life. You your students, if you don't want to lose enthusiasm in life, if you don't want to work for results, you work for your performance. I have to work nicely. And whatever Krishna rewards, it's okay. So, deity, you have to do worship. Deity, worship. That's why you should not bring home the deity and then you trouble him. You bring the deity home. You should nicely offer bhoga, offer worship, and you should glorify and you do pada sevana. And that way you develop friendship. You develop friendship with the deity. You know me 10 days back. Do you know me 10 days back? Now you know me. We have become friends. We have become friends, am I? Yeah. How? Because you are doing some seva. And I am taking good care of you. And you are doing some humble service. And the relationship is very nice. To become friends. So, with the deity, if you have proper loving exchanges, then you see how Krishna can make you very happy. If you ignore Jagannath, if you ignore Krishna, you come here, but you don't bow down. You are losing the blessings of Jagannath. Whenever you are coming before Jagannath, I say, bow down, fold your hands, remain humble, prayerful. Simply by doing that, you can become very big man in life. Simply come daily before Jagannath, bow down, humble, and you pray to him, Jagannath, you are so great, Jagannath, you are so nice, Jagannath, you are so wonderful, Jagannath, you are everything. Without you, Jagannath, the world is nothing. Yeah, if Krishna is not there, will this world go on? Krishna is not there. Can this world go on like this? You get air, you get water to drink, nothing. Simply like flies we die. Okay. Jagannath, you are everything. So I am your servant. I want to be your, you want to be friend of Jagannath or servant? Why not friendship? He has to accept you. You may say, I want Jagannath as my friend. But Jagannath keeps silence. You don't know how to be my friend. That's why the friendship comes later. Right now we are Archana. Archana. Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam. Sakyam Atmanivedam. Sakyam Atmanivedam. Sakyam means friendship. So, without doing anything to Jagannath, you come and propose, Jagannath, I want to be your friend. Anybody is kind. So, by mistake, if you tell Jagannath, I want to be your friend, then he'll put you into all troubles. All difficulties and make you really get you through all the systems and then bring you to the stage of Sakyam, friendship. few parvadana devar there kele same I want you to be my friend irukana tetu I will be you madana telipochu jagannath I want to be your friend anywhere and jagannath will make you miserable everywhere and you have to come back is that right you have to come back then the guru will train you and you will go through sravanam kirtanam smaranam vandanam archanam vandanam dasyam first you have to become a very good servant dasyam dasudu you know dasyam you become a good servant then you don't say I want to be your friend. So we don't think we have that qualification. But you have to go answer it very nicely. There is a devotee in Jagannath Puri by name Raghunath. What is his name? Raghunath. Raghunath. His heart is so clean. His heart is so innocent. He has no interest. He is not attracted to women. He is not attracted to mundane friends. All day he will be doing some service to the Jagannath. His whole world is only Jagannath. From morning to night he is simply what I should do for Jagannath to understand what I have to do. If it is hot, you know, Jagannath will be feeling heat, let me give you nice matka water. Nice matka water, no freeze water. He'll go and get a earthen pot, nice fresh water. And then whenever you see some nice flower, it looks nice when I put it in. Like that, he has no thoughts for himself. And he has no whatever, he has no idea. Just always anything he says, it is time. And today, Jagannath likes in summer, payasam should be hot or cold. In summer, payasam, you like hot or cold? You like. But when I ask you what kind of payasam you will offer to Jagannath, no idea. But for you, you want cold payasam. This is our sense gratification. So, you think for Jagannath, somewhere Jagannath should be given cool things. Winter, you wear shawl, you wear sweater, you wear jersey, no? But you don't worry about Jagannath. But if you are a devotee, maybe Jagannath is getting it cold. Then you put nice warm clothes. Do you get ideas like that? Now you will get, because now you are falling in love with Jagannath. Whenever your father is bringing you nice t-shirts and nice clothes, your mind is, what about Jagannath? What about Jagannath? No good clothes for Jagannath. So, you will go and tell your parents, when you are giving clothes to me, why don't you offer also to Jagannath? So a devotee means always, suppose in the evening time, nice sea breeze is coming. Oh, Krishna may like this climate. Krishna may like this climate very much. Like that you have to think. Not that. Not that. Suppose mosquitoes are there. You should get about whatever Krishna. They're mosquito net. You know, Jagannath is bed or not. Did you go inside any time? What do you think? What do you think? I'm talking all this. Do you think I have kept bed and mosquito net for Jagannath or not? What do you think? Do you think I have provided mosquito net and bed for Jagannath? You ask our pujari. What is the name of our pujari? Bhagavan. You don't know other pujaris. It's a front cloth. How many pujaris you have seen on the altar? Three. Very good. What time, what pujari comes? Morning time, who comes? Do puja. Morning, who comes for doing puja? Bhagavan. Bhagavan, you can't kill an elector. Our kids are going to get the Bhagavan, Bhagavan. And I'm the Prasad listener. Uka puja, I'll go and go to the Pajana. Bhagavan is Grahastha Brahmacharya. Bhagavan has wife and children or don't know. What about 430 pujari? What color clothes he wears? Saffron. So he's married or not? Not married, correct. And night time, 7 o'clock? 7 o'clock pujari, who is he? Good, he said three pujaris, no? So, you ask them, you go to Bhagavan Prabhu, did you keep mosquito net for Jagannath? Jagannath is a nice guy. He'll show you the bed of Jagannath. The point is, you cannot become. What is the difference between Padasevanam and Darshan? Intimacy. Padasevanam, you do anything. Go to market, come back. Padasevanam means anything you do. But Dasyam means directly to Krishna. What Krishna needs, know what Krishna needs. Know, like that. But Padasevanam, you may not be directly in the presence of Krishna. You may be doing something, you may go to collect some money. That is also Padasevanam. Dasyam means personal service. Very intimate service. You know, sometimes like he comes to my room all the time, sits with me, talks with me. But you people, do you come to my room? So you stay outside and run out and go away. So that is Padasevanam. This is Dasya. That is more into interaction. Padasevanam, Dasya. And then Sakyam. Sakyam means can Krishna and you can become equals? Possible? Can you and Krishna become equals? Nothing. You are created by Krishna. You are maintained by Krishna. You are in every way you are supported by Krishna. So Krishna is your supreme boss. There is no question of you becoming equal to Krishna, you know. So becoming friend of Krishna is something if Krishna accepts you. When Krishna sees you that you cannot live without him all the time. I told you about Raghunath, no? Raghunath daily, he will make mala. And then during, when Jagannath goes to sleep, he wants to do mala, so it's very fragrant. So one day, this Raghunath, he took the mala to Jagannath. Jagannath Pujari was busy. He looked at Raghunath. We don't want your mala. Please go. And Raghunath became very disturbed because it's so much love, it's so much affection. He made the mala. And Pujari, because he's not an advanced person. Advanced people, they deal with the devotees properly. If you are not advanced, you are egoistic, proud, then you misbehave. So this Pujari said, no, at this time, you don't need this mala, please go. Raghunath, he has brought something to his friend, Jagannath, as mala. Pujari, then Raghunath became very depressed, unhappy. And he brought the mala back and night no sleep. He was just crying. Jagannath, you did not take mala. What is the worth of my life if I cannot be with you? So like that, all night no sleep for Raghunath. Mala was lying there. And then in the dream, Jagannath came to the Pujari. He came to Pujari and said, Mr. Pujari, do you know who is Raghunath? He's my friend. I don't like you to misbehave with him. I become so happy if I get garland made by Raghunath. See, my Raghunath is without sleeping, crying there. You go and get that mala and offer it to me. I will become happy. Raghunath will become happy. So the point is, you cannot jump sentimentally. You have to intensify your service. You have to become a very clean-hearted person. And you don't hurt anybody. These are all the symptoms of a devotee. A devotee is very careful that he doesn't hurt anybody. Why only devotee? Anybody should be careful not to hurt others, no? Especially a devotee. A devotee is supposed to be devotee is supposed to be very mature person. No emotional tantrums. No emotional tantrums. Unpredictable behavior. That's not a devotee. Devotee is very cool-headed. So Archana, we are talking all this because one cannot go to do Archana without Brahminical qualification. What is that? Brahminical qualification. You know, unfortunately, sometimes in ISKCON, no pujaris. So you give Brahmin Diksha to somebody and send him. But he is not qualified. So he will not serve the Lord to his satisfaction. When your heart is all right, then Jagannath will accept your service. Is that right? Not your artistic, not your expert distance. Your heart has to be all right. Jagannath wants clean-hearted people. Not, you know, sometimes flower decoration people come. Where to go now? Next time we have to go. Next time. So, people come for decoration. Paint people, they come for decoration. But, they may be smoking beedies. They may be sense gratification. They may be money-minded. But they are expert in doing that decoration. So, Krishna doesn't, Jagannath doesn't accept such things. Jagannath accepts your sincere heart. Jagannath accepts your clean heart. Jagannath accepts your loving heart. Without love, you offer anything. Will Jagannath accept? With love, you just offer a glass of water. Jagannath accepts? Patram pushvam palantoyam yome bhakta prayashyati tadam bhakti upahutam. You know that sloka, right? Say. When did you learn? The class. It says very all blissful. Ah. Maharaj is telling me some sloka which I know. Very good. Important sloka. So Jagannath is not after your things. Jagannath is after your heart. What is that? Jagannath wants things from your heart. Jagannath wants your heart. Things. He has already everything with him. What little things he can give. Jagannath wants your love. Without love, you go and throw a gold chain before Jagannath. Gold chain. Jagannath kicks it to the legs. Take it out. I don't care. So what you are saying, Jagannath, you give gold necklace to Jagannath. He has never seen gold or what? All gold mines are created by him. What? All gold mines are created by Jagannath. Who cares for your gold? So, tell the answer properly. Jagannath wants your things, or Jagannath wants your loving heart. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. सही है, बड़ा रहते हैं।